Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.
This Friday Music Guide is full of comebacks and legends. Taylor Swift dishes out some advice while on tour. Billboard explains the rise of women in reggaeton.
Smokey Robinson dropped a new album and Billboard sat down with him to talk all about it.
And Doechii teaches us some of her favorite Southern slang.
Hey guys, welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Rania Niftos, and it's Friday, April 28th. That means we've got a brand new Friday Music Guide, and we're starting it off with the return of Kesha.
You said don't ever eat the acid if you don't wanna be changed like it changed me.
Kesha kicks off her new era with the hypnotic Eat the Acid, but she didn't stop there. She also released Fine Line off her new album Gag Order, out May 19th.
Fine line between surviving and living in God. Some things never should be forgiven.
We'll have more of your Friday Music Guide throughout the show, but let's get to our top story.
A, B, C, D.
Gayle, who is currently opening for Taylor Swift on her Eras tour, revealed in an interview with Teen Vogue some advice the pop superstar gave her about tuning out negativity. She's like, baby child, come on, what controversy could you have had for the 5 minutes you've been making music? Continuing, it was really nice for her to say. When I've told her my biggest, deepest worries, she's like, you're right, and it's fine. Gayle's career skyrocketed after ABCDEFU blew up on TikTok in 2021. There had already been some criticism around the trendiness of the song, but that grew even louder after Gayle was nominated in 2023 for Song of the Year at the Grammys. Taylor's advice was simple, that Gayle had to make the music she wanted and grow as a musician, and learn to deal with people's responses. I can't not give it all I got just because I'm scared of the possibility of people not liking it. My music, at the very least, is supposed to make you feel something. If it's hatred, you're still feeling something. I'm still winning. A little bit. And I'll take it. Now let's talk some K-pop. Seventeen dropped their 10th mini album FML with an epic music video for Super.
With the assist of hundreds of backup dancers, Seventeen makes an epic comeback.
Now let's head back to the desert, where Doechii took time out of her busy Coachella schedule to teach us some slang.
Hey guys, it's Doechii, and I'm from Tampa, Florida. So the first word that you'll hear any Floridian saying is probably jit, and it's just referring to like a child or like a friend. You'll just be like, what's up, jit? Then another one that we'll say, like if somebody is like being like really lame, we'll be like, that's green as fuck, like that's not cool. Okay, this is a Tampa thing. We used to say deca like a stecca. That mean like, I'm really about that life, I'm that bitch, I'm that girl, like, deca like a stecca, period.
Jack Harlow surprised everyone this week when he announced his third album was on the way, and now Jackman is here.
ambitious 19-year-old. I just signed a deal, now my neck's up zero. Mustache coming in, I really want a beard though.
Powerful woman after powerful woman. We've got more powerful women in reggaeton than ever before. But how did we get here? Here's Billboard Explained.
Reggaeton has been around for decades, with the sound originating in Panama and evolving in Puerto Rico. The genre blends reggae music with Latin American dancehall music and hip-hop influences. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, male artists such as Tego Calderon, Don Omar, and Wisin Yandel became popular in the genre, while Daddy Yankee and his 2004 hit Gasolina broke ground in the United States, hitting mainstream status.
Daddy Yankee really is the person who put it on the global map.
Reggaeton is considered a male-dominated space since it started as a genre mostly made up of successful male artists. Female reggaeton artists in the 2000s were few and far between, and it was the men seeing success on the charts.
When I've interviewed artists such as Karol G and Nati Natasha in the past, one thing that they've had in common is there was always someone telling them women don't sell, that women are never gonna make it big in reggaeton, that women can't be rappers, that they can't sing reggaeton.
But it wasn't long before one woman was able to break down the barriers in the genre and open doors for those to come. The queen of reggaeton, Evie Queen. Evie Queen's journey started at a club called The Noise in Puerto Rico. Prior to Evie, no other woman had stepped foot on that stage. She joined her first rap battle at the club and won after her very first round. Her debut, Muchos Quieren Tumbarme, stemmed from her performance at The Noise, and she soon became the first lady of reggaeton.
I found myself constantly battling to earn my spot, to earn my own lane, and to find my own identity between the guys.
Another new album to check out if you haven't heard it is Bebe Rexha's Fleetwood Mac-inspired album, Bebe.
I'm still the same, 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 same old me.
In addition to the high-energy tracks like Heart Wants What It Wants and Satellite with Snoop Dogg, Bebe teams up with the legend Dolly Parton for Seasons. Speaking of new music, Smokey Robinson dropped a new album and Billboard's Gail Mitchell sat down with him to talk all about it.
I think this is true with most recording artists. You know, I've been working on this for about 5-6 years.
Okay.
Just compiling the songs that I thought would fit Gasms.
Yes.
It finally got it together and okay. Here it is.
So I saw an interview that, during Grammy week where you were talking a little bit about the album, but the title, and you say people's minds go straight to one word when they hear gasm. So.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the first word. Orgasm is the first gasm that people think about, you know. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most important one anyway. But yeah, I thought it would cause controversy.
Okay.
And people would say, oh, what is he talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
And it did, so, it has, okay.
So yeah, but I tell people, they say, well, what is it about? I want you to listen, and you tell me what it's about. First time I heard one of my songs sampled.
Keep your circle tight. Trust no one.
And people said to me, aren't you upset there's a sample in your movie? No, please. Sample all of mine. Put every song I ever want to sample, all of them, please. Because, see, first of all, as a songwriter, that's one of the most flattering things I think that can happen to you. Because most of the people who sample people's music are songwriters themselves. And they like one of my songs well enough to include it in one of theirs,
right,
or to just record it or something like that, out of the billions of songs that are on Earth. Hey, man, I can't beat that as a songwriter.
That's today's show. We've got so much more for you next week, so make sure you come back. But let me just leave you with our last entry on this week's Friday Music Guide. This is Labyrinth.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.